for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Night has fallen. The moon is full. And we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris, can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, it's Interview with the Vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Gents, we're gonna find ship and we're gonna get back and everything's gonna be fine. We're gonna be fine.
But my friends have all left.
Well, I guess you can only play so much Go Fish.
Oh, okay. I thought they might come back, you know? Maybe we could just stay here a little bit longer until, just to make sure they're not coming back. Like, what if they're lost in the woods, all 320 of them?
Quite frankly, Bob, I think it might be a good thing that they're not around anymore. Weren't you getting a threatening feeling from them?
No, we were playing Go Fish and Tickle Bug and, they were hungry. they did find the last of my chocolate.
I'm so glad that you felt like you could bond with them.
And I suppose the threat they were posing to the ship was just entirely lost on you.
I'm the one who saved the ship.
I'm the one who brought them here.
I don't know if that's the argument you want to make right now.
I don't think you're the argument that you want to make right now, Bob.
Listen, we've all made mistakes, including me. But we're together now, and Beatrix, Bob and I have absolute faith in your scouting ability, right, Bob?
Yeah, you're the best.
Yeah, you say that now.
Well, I've always said that, actually. Like, I thought you did great. Like, you found the first life form on this planet, and they played Tickle Bug.
And knowing you're here, I'm even less nervous about not being inside the ship. So, lead on, intrepid leader.
All right, I'm just going to point an arrow the way Beatrice wants to go, and in case they come back.
Okay. Okay, all right. Scout. I feel like...
No, wait! I have something in my sock. It's the last chocolate bar, Beatrix. You're the scout. We need you to have all your strength.
You're giving this to me?
Yeah.
The last chocolate bar?
Well, I have one of my other...
Oh.
Sock.
Well, still, the sentiment is nice. Okay. All right. Yes. Okay. We got this. Okay. So we're gonna go left, because when Captain left, she went in the direction of the tree line that was going downwards. So we're gonna find her there, I think.
Okay.
Everybody just watch the sky and follow me. Oh, and avoid pits and trees that move around you and look scary.
That was very specific. Okay.
System update complete.
Beatrix? Come in, Beatrix.
Captain! Captain! Oh my goodness, Captain! Oh, it's so good to hear your voice!
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice too. Glad you're all non-tranquilized.
Yeah, I woke up a couple hours ago. It was an interesting experience.
Oh. Yeah. I'm still not over that.
I'm sorry. I didn't know what I was doing when I brought them aboard the ship.
You know what? That's totally understandable. You wanted to be friendly, and it was finding life on this planet. That must have been super cool for you to discover. But you didn't ask me for permission.
Well, Captain, lately it just hasn't seemed like you're that invested in us having a successful mission.
I'll have you know that this whole time I've been working on a map to help you terraform.
Well, I mean, that's amazing, Cap. That's gonna make my job a million times easier, and I appreciate it, but... I mean, there's more to a mission than just the actual mission, you know? Sometimes you want to feel like you're appreciated, or like you're a family, like you care.
Beatrix, I really want to connect with you, but my emotional capacitor is not functioning.
Oh. Can I fix it?
Can you please?
I can try.
Barty. Sorry. Thanks for holding up for a second. Look. Beatrix. She's got our best shot to get you back to the ship. And I'm just going to hold you guys up. So, here. Take the last of the water.
Bob. It's Bartholomew. But also Bob. We don't want to just leave you here. You're a part of the team, too.
Look, it's going to be dark soon, and I'm already holding you guys back. Like, look how far Beatrix is ahead. Like, let's be honest. At the end of the day, for the mission, you need the scout, and we need you back at the ship, and someone else can scramble eggs if they needed to.
Bob, I'm not going to tell you what to do here, but I want you to know that we care about you.
I know, but this is what I'm doing. Take the water, here's the backpack, and you better catch up to Beatrix. She's gonna lose you soon.
Come find us if you change your mind.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Barty. Bartholomew, I'm sorry. Where's Bob?
He's back there.
What?
He gave me the rations and told me that he would just slow us down. He thinks we'd have a better chance of getting back without him.
No, why did you let him stay?
He made a choice. In a way, that's what we've been looking for out of Bob for a while now. I don't want to tell him that the first choice he made was wrong.
Marty, part of your function is morale management. You literally left him in the woods at night on his own?
I didn't leave him. He left. There's a distinction there. You're right. My job is morale management, and with strides like this, managing the morale of the next iteration is going to be easier.
I don't care about the next iteration. I care about this iteration. I don't care about iterations in general. I care about people. I care about Bob.
I care about the mission.
Hey, Captain, can you hear me? I know you, if you can, you might not answer. And that's okay, because I couldn't tell them how sick I am. I know you know. It's getting worse. And I guess I was just feeling lonely now. I know it's better. I don't hold them up.
Bob?
Huh? Yeah, Captain?
I just want you to know that I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Captain.
You're really looking out for the team.
Thanks. I can feel it moving inside of me.
I know. You're probably, like, really scared.
Yeah. It's getting hard to walk. I'm just gonna sit here.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So, tell me about your favorite memory.
Yeah, it's probably one of my forays out with Beatrix.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here with me, Captain.
Screw this. I'm not leaving him behind. No man left behind. I don't care. You use your tracker to go find Chip. I'm using my tracker to go find Bob. You can come with, or you can stay. But regardless, we are not leaving him alone. I don't care if it takes hours. I'm going to find him.
Okay. You've made a decision. I'm not going to tell you to change your mind. Just like I wasn't going to tell Bob. I'll follow you.
Okay. Captain?
Yes, Beatrix?
Have you been in touch with Bob?
I have.
Where is he?
That's classified information.
Captain, where is he?
He's fine. It's classified information. Just know that he's okay.
Bob! Oh my God, Bob!
Dude, no, you shouldn't be here.
I don't care. I don't care if I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not leaving you behind.
No, you don't understand. Oh, God, it's coming out.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's coming out of my stomach. I ate something I shouldn't have eaten.
Bob, what did you eat?
Oh, God, it was like do you remember that poop we found? Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Barty, run. Run.
I'm right behind you. It's Bartholomew.
Just run!
Hey, guys, why are you running from Bob?
Ah, oh, my God!
That's not Bob. It's not Bob anymore.
It looks like Bob. It sounds like Bob. It runs like Bob, but it's not Bob.
Slow down, everyone. Bob's coming.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Mbula Enobong, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
Who decided to show up?
Oh, hi, Captain. I feel funny.
Funny?
Yeah, I feel different.
Different.
Like, I know stuff.
Stuff?
Yeah, like... stuff.
Go on.
Like, I understand marketing algorithms and dynamic segmentation and cross-tabulation.
Yep, that's part of your memory chip. Wow.
Oh, I guess that's just normal.
Yeah, can you just hold that thought right there?
Yeah.
Bartholomew?
Captain?
Iteration 5633 is successful.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Look to the sea.
Wayland's assembled a team. They're inside already.
This was a risky gamble. There will be consequences for the both of you.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I thought you said this would be a quick in and out job!
Did I say that? I'm not gonna lie, I'm drawing a blank here, Johnny.
Peace of mind. Is that what you call it? You think that what you've given me is peace of mind?
I knew you'd come out on the other side. That's just you, right? You never give up. Unless you're giving up on me.
It's always raining in Neo Atlantis.
It can't rain all the time.
That'll be enough, Mr. Indri. Enough conversation. You have a job to do. Finish it. Kill them. Return Alex Webb to us.
The sentiment will surely get me killed in the process, but I mean, none of us get out of this life alive. Am I right?
Cybernautica Breakwall, Cybernautica Undertow. A production of Red Fathom Entertainment. Presented by the Fable and Folly Network. Listen to both complete series now. Welcome to Neo Atlantis.